Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Reverend Jim Pauley of Romantic Ministries, a very controversial ministry, a religious ministry, and Reverend Pauley has stated and believes the very best way to convert people who are overindulgent or indulgent of sexual lifestyle or excess, or just people in general, is to, as you say on your website, Reverend Pauley, go right into their bedroom. And we welcome Reverend Jim Pauley back onto the Phil Hendry Show for the second time. Thanks for coming back, Reverend.
Well, Phil, it's always a pleasure, and I thank you very much.
And in a recent interview with Bill Moyers, if we could get right into this, on PBS, you stated you're opposed to homosexuality.
That is correct.
Because there is biblical scripture to go on.
Yes.
And you said that the best way to convert the homosexual was to go right into the bars, the bathhouses, the nightclubs, the social clubs that are comprised mostly of gay men or lesbians.
Yes, Phil, I truly believe that. You have to go where the sin is and to where the sinner is. Homosexuality is prohibited very clearly by the Word of God, and I don't run away from those people, though. I bring them to the Word of God.
Even if it means engaging in sex with them.
Even if it means that, yes. That's why our ministry is revolutionary, and that's why we are celebrating, Phil, our sixth year, praise God, of bringing the Word of God to the sexual deviant. Because a man is a sexual deviant, it does not mean he's lost.
And are you not engaging in the very thing that's prohibited, you say, by God, and by having sex with these men and women?
First, I want to clarify something, Phil. I do not personally engage in any homosexual behavior. Our prayer counselors, who I have trained personally, are trained to go into these places that you mentioned, the bathhouse and so forth, to engage the homosexual in discussion of God's Word and to continue that discussion through the sex act. That is my fervent belief, and that is what I believe. I don't myself personally engage in homosexual behavior.
If I could interrupt you, these prayer counselors, I gather, are themselves homosexuals?
No, not at all. They have been trained by me to engage the homosexual, even through the sex act, which many times doesn't happen, but sometimes it certainly does.
Why do you not do this? I know that in your ministry...
Well, Phil, no.
But just to interrupt you again, in your ministry, you've said that you have sex with women... And you've met...
Phil, that is true. Most of my work is done with women or heterosexual couples.
But so why are you not also engaged in this kind of sexual ministry with homosexuals?
Phil, I did attempt to give you a little bit of background on what we do and how I try to spread the Word of God. I did attempt at one time working with lesbians, homosexual women. I don't... I recognize the term lesbian because it gives a legitimacy to what I do believe is prohibited by the Word of God. I did at one time work with homosexual women, and engaging in them in a sexual ministry, it resulted in a very unfortunate incident where I had to defend myself. I was in a lounge that had been frequented by these lesbians, these homosexual women. And I began to invite one of the women there to go to bed with me and discuss the teachings of God. And these people have, if you're familiar with the homosexual female, they have a series of signals and glances of the eye. And the next thing I knew, I was surrounded by four or five of them. And, Phil, I literally had to fight my way out of that bar. But God tells us that act as if ye have faith, and faith will be given unto you.
And you fought your way out of a bar, so there were four or five lesbians that were going to beat you up, or?
Well, they will challenge you every bit as much as a man, and I had to. I remember going out of that place with my fist swinging, and there were four or five of them, and there might have been more.
All right. Well, look. I guess what I mean to say here is, you're not practicing this sexual ministry with gay men. You yourself.
It is a danger area for me. I've prayed on it. God has told me that I should not personally have sex with these men, but to train the prayer counselor.
Why do you call that a danger area?
Well, because I feel that I could, on a certain level, I could get to like it. Not because I'm a homosexual. It's got nothing to do with the sex. But that I'd be more comfortable having sex with men than women. I may get comfortable. I'm married. I've got five children, praise God. I'm a heterosexual all the way, but... It's a lot easier, I think you would understand, Phil, being with men than with women. But just on a social, from a social standpoint. And sometimes the thought of having sex with a man is preferable, and every man has felt this. Every man who's married has always felt this. At one time or another, it's preferable to have sex with a man than to go home to your wife, because your life with her sometimes is a difficult thing.
All right, Reverend Jim Pauley, and you're listening to his philosophy on spreading the word of God, sexual ministries, in its sixth year. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Reverend, members of your ministry have sex with homosexuals and then try and convert them.
Yes, that's correct. Now, what happened, Phil, is Marvin Taylor, who is a self-described minister or reverend, came out on his television show. You were going to allude to the photographs?
Yes. Because these photographs turned up in some gay magazines of some kind.
Well, Marvin Taylor is a self-described minister. He came out on his television program and said that I had pictures of the prayer counselors having sex with men, male prayer counselors having sex in a bathhouse. And I said, yes, I do. Of course I do. We're proud of what we do. We are proud of bringing the word of God to these homosexuals. Yes, we do have pictures.
But what you have pictures of men having sex with men. Admittedly, these prayer counselors are wearing headbands with the word God on it. Is that some kind of a uniform, by the way?
Yes, that enables the counselor to maintain an objectivity. It's a uniform of sorts. It's a headband.
So what are you doing with these pictures of these prayer counselors?
Well, these pictures are provided to different homosexual periodicals that deal in these kinds of photographs. The difference is... you are looking at a Jim Pauley Ministries prayer counselor with a headband. They want to run me out of the business, but the reason they want to run me out of the business is because they're jealous that they didn't think of it. And that's the bottom line, Phil, in the Christian ministry business. It's just as competitive as any other business. Now, you would think that because we are trying to bring people to God, that we would all work in consort, but we don't. It is a very cutthroat business. It is a business where there are people stabbing you in the back every day. And unless you have an angle, unless you've got an idea, something that is going to capture the imagination of the people you're trying to reach, you are going to sink very quickly. And I came up at a time when we still had tent revivals. I came up at a time when we still had, when you would still drive from town to town in your car. And you would have a tent revival, or you would rent out a church. It's been a long time. It's been a long, hard road. And 6 years ago, I prayed on it, and I remember slamming my hand down on a coffee table, and I said to my wife at that time, I've got it. And the Jim Pauley Ministries were born. And since that time, praise God, we have worked in bathhouses, in brothels, in the private bedrooms of average couples,
having sex with all of these people that you're giving the word of God to?
The straight people, yes. If it's a gay, homosexual predicament, then I give that to one of our prayer counselors. They work their way up through it. The young people who are our prayer counselors, I tell them you've got to have sex with a man. Then you can get some of this low, what we call the low-hanging fruit, you know.
So, in other words, these are straight guys that have to have sex with gay guys before they get to minister to straight women.
That is correct, yes, because you cannot run before you can walk, and you cannot walk before you can crawl. And I get a lot of prayer counselors who will come in, and they're rubbing their hands together and saying, okay, when do I get to go to work? And I say, well, you know, you think you're going to go out to a home in San Marino and jump right into bed with a... you know, a divorced woman of 35 who is, you know, put together. No, I'm sending you out. I'm sending them out what we call a sodomy call or a gay call. And when they prove themselves through that experience, then comes what we call a show.
All right, Reverend Jim Pauley, an amazingly controversial ministry, the Jim Pauley Ministries, where they minister to people by having sex with them. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's interesting. He said something there that I find interesting, Bud.
Yeah.
That it is very competitive, the whole evangelist thing or the ministry thing. You know, there's different guys with different angles, and he came up with this angle 6 years. He even said it's an angle 6 years ago. Have sex with people that you're giving the word of God to. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to get back, doctor. I've had a doctor and I got a reverend on, Reverend Jim Pauley with us. Now, I want to get back to what you said about different ministers being angry at you or jealous.
Well, one of the reasons why I am tonight, Phil, at the Greyhound bus terminal in Los Angeles is because I am going to be traveling to Phoenix, Arizona tonight. I need to leave the area because I've had a number of people come up to me in recent days and say, you're making people angry. You're pissing people off, to put it in a very blunt way. And so that's why I'm here.
You're getting threats?
I'm getting threats, and I do believe they're coming from people who are in the Christian ministry, and they had a television show or they had a church, and I'm pulling a lot of publicity. I'm getting an awful lot of press attention, and they're standing there in their blue suit, you know. They're standing there in their black shoes and their white socks and their blue suit, and they look like a horse's hind end. And meanwhile, I am ministering to thousands of people every year. I almost got killed for this ministry.
Well, you're trying to have sex with a lesbian, man.
No, I'm not, Phil. I'm not trying to have sex with anyone. I'm trying to bring the word of God to them.
All right, well, you're trying to bring the word of God to a lesbian by having sex with her. I mean, you're going to... And you said you had to fight your way out of that bar?
I had to... yes, I did. But Phil, I'm here, praise God, because, when I saw what was happening, and there were about four or five of them had come over to me from a pinball machine that they were at, I saw what was happening, and I got a beer bottle in my hand, and you don't break it off because it never breaks off clean. But I had a beer bottle, and I said, all right, I'll take you one at a time. The first one that steps up, they'll get this right in the side of their head. And I saw where I was going to run. Well, I did. I knocked this one bull dyke down, and I started for the door. They grabbed me by the legs. They pulled me to the floor. They rolled me over, and they started. They got in a few good licks. And I made the mistake because they looked like men, you know. I tried to kick them between the legs thinking that there was something there, and then you remember that you're fighting women. So they got in some good shots, and I broke a couple of ribs. I rolled under a pool table, and I remember reaching up, and this is one of those things, Phil, you see in the movies. I reached into the slot where the billiard balls come down. I found a cue ball. I grabbed that. I rolled out from underneath the pool table just as this one big bull dyke was ready to come down on me again. She had a chain, and I came up with that pool ball in my hand. And I'll never forget, praise God, the way her mouth, just the teeth coming out of her mouth when I hit her full on. And I remember pulling my fist back, covered with blood, with a pool ball. I said, now, which one of you, box lunch eaters, who wants it?
You're kidding me. You're a minister of God?
Phil, there's nothing in the Bible says you can't defend yourself. And I said, anybody here, any one of you wool pullers want it, you got it. And I backed out of the door. Now, I didn't see there was one behind me.
Good Lord.
There was one behind me. And she had one of these folding pocket knives. Well, she comes down. She's trying to get in my shoulder blade. I turned around. I still had the pool ball in my hand. And she saw the pool ball, so she was getting ready to block that with my left. Okay? I hit her right against the ear. And I don't know, if you punch someone in the ear, that'll send air into the ear canal, and you can give them a brain hemorrhage. And you should have seen this bull dyke go down. So I threw down that night with, I would say, eight lesbians. I threw down with eight lesbians. And I got over to the main drag, and a police officer said, you all right? I said, what happened? I said, you don't even want to know about it. I said, let's just put it this way. God was with me tonight. God's with me tonight. I dropped, and I wanted to say to him, I dropped eight dykes, but I didn't. I got on a bus. I'm bloody. There's blood coming out of my ears. I've got blood coming down the inside of my thigh. I'm sitting on a bus. A little black boy sitting next to me. I said, how are you? And he's frightened, and I understand he's frightened. I got off the bus. I went into a Denny's. I got a hamburger because I was so...
Wait a minute. You're covered in blood. Were you hurt?
Well, I was hurt, but I was happy. I was happy to be alive.
After this experience in this lesbian bar, trying to convert lesbians, why would you go back?
Well, that's just it. I don't.
You send a prayer counselor out. You send some kid out to do that?
But I train them. I train them how to talk to a lesbian. You don't go up to her, hey, aren't you beautiful? Can I squeeze your butt or whatever? You invite her to, you tell her your jet ski's broken. You know, does she have any tools?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Adam. Adam?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a hard time wondering how having sex with lesbians and homosexuals and then beating lesbians half to death can bring them closer to God.
Well, no, you're right. That was a mistake. But I'm trying to reach people and deliver the word of God to people who ordinarily would not listen to you. And you sometimes, as Jesus himself showed us, to walk in the footsteps of these individuals and to live, you know, to live the lives that they live.
Well, the Bible, you know the Bible, right? You're trying to bring the word of God to them, correct?
I'm trying to bring the word, but you understand that there is, as God told us, to everything there is a season. And we live in a different time now.
But if you're talking about something that's prohibited by the Bible, you say is homosexuality. Now you send prayer counselors out who are straight guys.
That's correct.
To have sex with men.
Well, the gentleman had a question.
Okay.
I said to the kid, all you have to do is sleep with two men and you get some low-hanging fruit.
Okay. Answer me this. Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. For the whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. The Bible clearly says that having sex outside of marriage is wrong.
That's true.
Now, you tell me how
but
you can bring the word of God to people by breaking the word of God.
Hold on. I'm venerating the word of God. I'm using the devil. I'm beating the devil his own game.
No, you're not. You're helping the devil.
I'm kicking the devil in the rear end.
How do you do that?
Because I'm in the devil's house spreading the word of God.
So let me ask
by
you something.
Sex with people when you're having them sin.
No, but while we're having sex, I'm talking about Scripture.
I bet you are. I mean,
well, I know it's unusual, son, and you need to understand. We are locked in a battle with the devil.
Wait, hold on for a minute. When you're having sex with a woman, you're talking about Scripture?
That is correct, yes.
Wow.
I just don't know how that works, but...
I could describe it,
okay.
But I don't want to, you know...
Did the Scripture that the bed is undefiled happen to come out while you're doing that?
What is that, sir?
I said, did the Scripture, marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled come out while you're doing that? Because the Bible clearly states, it says it in the Word of God, that it is wrong to have sex before marriage. And if you're not
before
married
marriage,
a woman,
what about during marriage?
It's talking about the person you're married to.
No, you said before. I'm talking about during. And when we're engaged in the act, I'll be quoting Scripture. Just over and over.
Okay. Are you
you're
married
kidding
to that
me,
person?
Man.
What's that, sir?
Are you married to that person?
No, I am not.
Okay.
See, here's the thing that I find suspicious. I'm sorry to have to say this, Reverend Polly. You won't have sex with guys, but you will with women. You send your prayer counselors out to do that, and once they do two guys, they get the low-hanging fruit. What does that mean?
Everybody knows who works for Jim Polly Ministries, if you're straight, you want to have sex with a woman, not with a guy. So that's...
See, it sounds to me like it's a big kick. Like it's some thrill.
All right, could this also be a way for you to justify you aren't having sex with women?
No, sir. No, I'm trying to...
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, well, both of you gentlemen are judging me.
Why not, man? I mean, it sounds like a load of hooey. You're having sex. What do you mean? You're having sex with a woman. You're quoting Scripture.
Yes.
Give me an example.
For God sent His only begotten Son. For God sent His only begotten. You know, over and over. Okay, laugh if you want.
Okay.
I'm the one that got beat up.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Reverend Jim Pauley joins us from the Jim Pauley Ministries, perhaps the single most controversial religious ministry that I've ever heard of. It's and Reverend Pauley, forgive me, but you heard my opinion that I think this is some kind of a game, some kind of a con. I've heard of religious, I've heard of so-called religions around sex. Is that what this is?
I don't understand what you mean by that. Religions around sex.
Well, I've heard of these, for instance, like hookers and stuff. Like there's this one famous hooker who had it was a religion, so she couldn't get busted for it.
Well, I think you're welcome to think what you think. I think that God knows that when I send one of our prayer counselors to a bathhouse, and I tell him, I don't want you coming back here until you have turned one gay, just turn a gay. I think that
to send this kid out to have sex with a guy so he can have sex with, because that's what you say, right?
No.
You say you go out and you have sex with these guys, then you get to have the low-hanging fruit, meaning you get to have sex with women. I mean, to me, it sounds like there's some kind of a... Are these guys paying you?
Who?
The prayer counselors.
No, Phil, they're not paying us. And I've answered all of your questions before when I was on your program before.
Well, the money that you make selling these photographs of your prayer counselors having sex with other guys to these gay magazines...
Yes, we sell those pictures. And you know something, Phil? I'm very proud of that. Because every picture from Jim Pauley Ministries that appears in a Blue Boy or appears in The Advocate or appears in Randy Rides Alone or High in the Saddle or any of those magazines has the prayer counselor headband with the word God. That is a Jim Pauley ministry. So when you see a piece of homosexual pornography and you see the headband on our prayer counselor, you know that's Jim Pauley ministry photograph. And High in the Saddle buys an awful lot of our...
Now, what are these magazines? These are gay magazines?
That's correct, yeah. They're devoted to male erotica.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
This guy is no better than another religious guy who we know, and he's Osama bin Laden. He sends people out to do things that he wouldn't do, you know? That's the first point. The second point is he speak of low-hanging fruit, and he speak of if he's trying to do this for so-called the Word of God, and he's married, why don't he send his wife out with other lesbians or other women instead of him going out with the women? And why don't he just go out and do what God tells him to do, so-called, and that's screw men.
Well, I'd like to answer that, Phil.
Go ahead.
I think, John, you make a very good point, but I am a man. I don't claim to be God. I do claim to believe in God, and I do claim to believe in the Word of God. And I live my life, I believe, according to the Word of God, but I am a man, and the thought of my wife being surrounded by a gang of these lesbians, you know, and being used by these women who during the day are working in gas stations, there's something about that just...
That's fine. But right. Let her go get some low hanging fruit, so called. Send her out with the gay guys. Send her out with men.
To change their
lives.
Yes, I understand that. But
how do you think she feels with you going out and so called getting a low hanging fruit?
you're using
religion to incite pornographic material.
See, that's my.
And you want to call it under religion.
That's my.
You
that's
know
my
better
opinion.
Than Osama bin Laden,
sir,
who would send someone out to go ahead and murder themselves and tell them, hey, look, you're gonna get some versions if you do this. You're telling these young kids, hey, go out and have sex with men, and perhaps you'll get some low hanging fruit. And you're using those pictures just to make money for what you call a so called ministry, won't have your pictures in there, or whatever. You want to use, you know, some other little kid, but you want to have you trying to convert some woman.
Well, I'd like to respond, Phil.
Go ahead,
John. I understand how you feel, but if you could just hear me for just a moment. Number one, there are photographs of me engage what I
with
call
with some men.
Engage what I call sexual ministry. No, with women. I can't
well,
do.
Why
it.
Don't you, why don't you have photographs with you?
I'll tell you why.
Doing some men. You know, you're sending someone else out to do something you won't do, and you call yourself a minister. How can you send someone else out
right.
to do something you won't do?
Why won't you do it yourself,
yes.
Reverend Pauly?
You can't do it, but you're going to tell these young kids to go out and don't come back before they've converted to homosexuals. How many homosexuals have you converted?
I would tell you, John, I attempted to convert two homosexual women one night, and I almost got my head caved in with a...
Well, you should have. You should have. Convert two homosexual men, and then you'll gain probably more respect by a lot more people. You,
well,
you would never gain respect from me, I can tell you that, but you'll probably gain more respect from a lot more people if you go out and do what you send these here young kids to do. What you're doing is you're sinning.
No, sir. No,
to try to convert someone else.
No,
well,
sir.
Let me tell you this.
I don't believe
I'm
that.
A poor man. I'm a poor man. You
yes,
want to save me? Hypothetically, tonight I want to go out and rob a bank. Why don't you go rob that bank for me, go to jail, go to prison for me, and give me the money so that I won't do it?
Well,
sin for me.
There are a number of things that's wrong with that. Number one, if you and I, first of all, I would go and rob the bank with you. But then
no,
we're
you wouldn't
arrested.
Go with me because I'm not going.
Well, but see,
if you're going
go
to hell, you're going to go to hell by yourself, not
you are,
with me.
If you're a bank robber, I would go rob that bank with you, but then we'd both go to jail, and by virtue of the fact that we are in a jail, I would wind up wanting to do you in a bunk, and that now we're back to that problem. You see what I'm saying?
It sounds like you have a problem that you're gay. You're gay, and you're not confident in your sexuality, and you're scared that some man is going to turn
you
out.
Yeah,
you
made
out.
The comment, Reverend, that you might enjoy it too much.
I'm saying,
exactly.
No, I'm
he's
saying
gay.
What?
He enjoy watching those pictures, watching pornographic material of these young kids.
No,
he
I said to Phil, what I said was,
himself.
What if I enjoy it? What if I enjoy it?
Look at
he
most
just said, if we go to jail, you're going to end up wanting to poke me, which will never happen. But you're going to want to poke me. So in your mind, sinning is not the actual physical act. You sin in your mind, Reverend. If you're a reverend, if you know about the Bible,
wait
if you know about these things.
I'm saying
so
what happens if I go out to a bathhouse to convert two gay men,
and they convert you. Is that what your problem is? You're scared they're going to convert you.
No, I will convert them to the Word of God. But what if I wind up wanting to stay a couple of days?
What does that mean? I don't understand. So you're gay, right? That's what this, that's what John's saying.
No, I'm not gay. But what if I, you know, I'm not gay, but I might enjoy it.
You are gay. If you go in a bathhouse and poke two men or get poked by a man, you can call it what you want to. You can put an apple on it and a hat on it, and still you're gay.
I just don't
you
see that.
Will be gay.
Oh, come
when
on.
You indulge in sexual
you're
activity
saying, yeah.
with a man.
You're saying that you send the other guys out, and if they convert two gay guys, then they get to go and have sex with women.
So, Jim Pauly Ministries, I will give this to both of you gentlemen. It's very unorthodox. I agree. If I went out
it's
and I robbed the bank with John.
That's what it is.
If
because
I,
you're going to send two if, young men out to, I mean, you're going to send a young man out to do something, first of all,
if I went
you
out
wouldn't
to,
do, or you wouldn't even allow your wife to do.
John, look, if you and I got sent to jail and we're there for a long time, we share the same cell, you're telling me you're not going to want to?
Well, buddy, let me tell you this. John has been to jail.
Okay.
For a while.
Okay.
And John doesn't have a problem with jail. John doesn't have a problem with homosexual activity because John knows who he is and he knows he's not gay. If you can stay in a cell for 5 years and not be gay and not have, you know, homosexual tendencies, then you're not gay. So what you're saying is if you go to jail, you don't even have to go to jail. You're looking at men right now. You're having fantasies in your mind right now.
I wouldn't
That's
call them.
That's what
no,
you
I,
actually said.
I would not call them fantasies, no.
All right, well, that, see, everything you're saying. Look, John, I got to take a break. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
You didn't let me get my point out with that one.
We were on the line with a guy for 7 minutes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The British version of The Office, a very funny show, but the American version of The Office, I think the American version of The Office probably Americans think is funny, but that's because they haven't seen Ricky Gervais's.
That's fine, Reverend, but we got to get back to what we're talking about, which is the this ministry of yours, which sends men out to have sex with other men to convert them to Christianity. Once they do, to change them from being homosexuals.
Well, once you become bathed in the blood of the Lamb, Phil, and once you become born again, you are no longer homosexual. You are a straight man or a straight woman. My prayer counselors know. When I send them into a bathhouse or into a female impersonator show or, you know, what have you, a place, you know, where transsexuals or transgender people hang out, they know what they got to do. And they're not coming out of there until they do it. I don't care if it takes weeks. Then they can come on back and I'll give them an address in San Marino or I'll give them an address in Beverly Hills.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Erica, go ahead.
Reverend Pauly has a problem because that's the sickest thing I've ever heard, converting souls by having men and women, well, having his people go out and sleep with people to convert souls. What about taking the Bible in there and
converting people? That's exactly what we do. That's exactly what we do.
No, you're talking about going out and sleeping with people. You don't do that. I'm saying you're talking about you're a minister of God. I don't know any minister that sends people out to sleep with people to convert their souls to God.
Of course you haven't heard of that, Erica, because it was something that I believed it had to be done, and no, you're right. You had never heard of that, but you know we never heard of the world being round until Christopher Columbus showed us that it was. You know, and everybody has to, and I will tell you this: the night that I backed out of that lesbian bar,
you shouldn't have even been in a lesbian bar. I'm saying if you're going converting souls, you should have invited them to church or took the Bible there.
I did invite them to church.
You don't go in there to sleep with people to convert souls to God.
No, I was going to invite, and I did invite them to church.
Well, what are you saying to a lesbian? Come on to church, but let's have sex?
No, I was simply trying, to pick up one of them and take her back to the hotel.
Your message is wrong. You have it all wrong. You need to do some other type of trying to convert souls to God.
Sleeping
with people. And you have a wife, that's disgraceful. That's not even good.
My wife understands Corinthians is very
Your
clear.
Wife don't understand because if she's allowing you to go and sleep with people to convert souls to God, both of y'all got a problem.
Now, let me ask you this, Erica. What if I am converting souls to God? Yeah, you got a problem with that?
You're not. I'm saying I don't have a problem with converting souls to God, but you're not doing that. You're sleeping with lesbian people to try to get them to convert their souls to God. That don't make
no sense
to me.
No, I've never slept with a lesbian. I almost got killed one
night.
Well,
yeah, you almost got killed rolling under the pool table, this and that, hitting women in the mouth with a pool ball. What kind of stuff is that?
Can I ask you a question? These women think they're men, and I will tell you that had I not defended myself, they would have taken me apart like Jack the Ripper.
You shouldn't have been in there. I'm saying, why was you in a lesbian bar? I think you got the
problem. You know something? Maybe Jesus should not have been with the prostitutes. Maybe Jesus shouldn't have been eating with the Pharisees. Maybe Jesus should never have gone
but
to the places that
Jesus.
He went. Well, but he said, follow my footsteps. He said, wherever I am, you are. And you know that we have to go to these places.
Wait a minute. Jesus wasn't sleeping with the prostitutes. He wasn't having sex with the Pharisees.
He lived in a different time. First of all, they didn't have condoms. They didn't.
Oh, come on, man.
You got a problem.
Well, ma'am, I'm glad you're laughing. I'm glad
you do not convert souls to God by going to sleep or sending your troops in, as you call it, to sleep with women.
How do you know?
Because I know. I'm saying that's not the way. That's not the way to salvation.
You don't know. I was talking to a little beautiful dyke, and up comes this girl. Her name was Joey or something like that. You know, like they like to have a man's name. She repaired jet skis, and that's the one that I hit in the mouth with a pool ball.
Now you know their name.
I knew their name, sure. Now I clocked her with the cue ball, and I backed out of the bar and I said, anybody want some? The light's green.
And you said you're a pastor or a preacher?
Well,
you think that's good by hitting people in the mouth? That's not even Christian-like right there.
Ma'am, she pulled a knife on me.
A knife?
She had a knife, the other one had a chain.
It shouldn't have been in a lesbian bar in the first place, and that is not the way to convert souls to God.
All right, Erica. God bless you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Erica, thanks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I won't watch it.
We're on the air again, and I don't want to talk about The Office. We got time for one more call. Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on The Phil Henry Show.
Jesus said we are to be in the world, but not of the world. He went into the sinner's house to preach to people, but he didn't partake in sexual immorality, not because he didn't want to impregnate somebody or catch an STD, but because his body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, which he's supposed to keep clean, just like you're supposed to, Reverend.
Right. Well, but they did not have condoms then. I'm correct in that, right?
It doesn't matter.
That's
you didn't
not
hear
why
what the lady's,
Jesus refrained.
That's not what the lady's saying.
Hold on for a minute. What? That's my
that's
bus.
Not why Jesus refrained from
I'm sorry,
having
that's
sex.
My bus. That's my bus. I got to get...
You got to catch a bus.
Yeah, is that the Phoenix bus? That's Phoenix. There, I got to go.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.